We go, we're on Zion Amud Aleph from Shifas. It's been quite, you know, and again, we continue. It's very easy to memorize these Gemaras if you so choose. And now we're flipping it the other way. Instead of challenging Rabbi Yochanan, we're now going to challenge Reish Lakish's Shita. We're now going to challenge Reish Lakish. Remember, we had a Machlokas in the Gemara that's really spanning most of this Amud. A Machlokas about what is Hare'ayon. Rabbi Yochanan said Re'ayon is Rias Panim Ba'azara. Reish Lakish says it's Rias Panim Ba'korban. The focus is the Korban. And the Machlokas being after day one, as we pointed out from the Gemara. Okay, so Eisive Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. We are, if you want to follow exactly, we... Yeah, 2 of 4 gets wide. Here we go. Eisive Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish. We've seen a pasuk already a few times that says Yera'eh Yera'ah. Right? Yira'eh, yir'eh. Right? Yira'eh, yir'eh. That's the way to read each yirad differently. And it means that all the men shall be seen by Hashem, but the written way could mean all your men shall see Hashem. Right? So again, yira'eh, the pronounced way means everyone should be seen by Hashem. And yir'eh could be read as, the written form could be read as, shall see Hashem. So ma ani b'chiyam, just as I, Hashem, see you with nothing, meaning Hashem doesn't offer a korban when he sees us, he just sees us. Afata b'chinam, so too, you could see me with nothing. There are times you can come see me and don't have to bring anything. So that would be a kasha on Reish Lakish, who tied the seeing of Hashem so intimately into the notion of bringing a korban. So because of this, the Gemara now tweaks its understanding of the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara felt that was such a knockout argument that it has to change the idea. I think, what does it mean that it was such a knockout argument? I think what it means is, it's such a hashkafically important yesod that there has to be at least some time when we have access to Hashem without a quid pro quo. There has to be. There has to be. And therefore, the emphasis is on the relationship and the appearing, while secondary is the korban. So therefore, the Gemara reframes the machlokas. Ela kol hecha da'asa v'lo aisi. Rather, whenever one comes to the Beis HaMikdash and doesn't bring a korban with them, kulei ama lo plige da'ayil u'mischazi v'nafik. We don't argue da'ayil v'nischazi v'nafik. How would you say that? That you would go up u'mischazi v'nafik. That you would go up. And chazi is from sea, the nafik. And you would then, either nafik, you could say, is you would then leave, or then you would then exit. Meaning, what does that mean? You could go. Everyone agrees you can come in, shkoyach, and then go. There's no, everyone agrees to that concept, as we just got through explaining. Even according to Reish Lakish, someone does not have to come with a korban when they come to see Hashem. So what's the machlokas we've been talking about since the beginning of the Gemara? Mishnah, beginning of Chagiga. Ki plige de aseva aisei. The machlokas is where one comes to the mikdash and you do bring an offering with you. Is the offering accepted at that time? Rabbi Yochanan says, re'iyas panim ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that, listen, we have a Mishnah in Peah. That's what it's referring to, re'iyas panim ba'azara. And re'iyas panim, the appearance has no limit. But the korban, yesh lo shir. But a korban, that has a limit. You can only bring one. So until now, it's not that you had to when you came to visit. It's that you can only bring one. You can only bring one. Reish Lakish Amar, who says Rias Panim B'Korban, that the appearance is with a korban, meaning he meant to say you could bring as many korbanas as the amount of times you keep coming back in. You could bring it Olos Re'iyah every time you walk back into the Beis HaMikdash. You could bring a Olos Re'iyah with you. So let's explain how we understood the Machlokas originally. I mean, up until now in Chagiga. Until now, or at least the top of the Amud, at least the top of the Amud, the version of the Machlokas was that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agreed that one could bring a Re'iyah every time you visit the Beis HaMikdash. They both agreed to that. The question was whether that's obligatory every time you come or not. With Reish Lakish said, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. In the current version, they agree that it's not obligatory. The question is whether it's allowed every time you keep walking in. And therefore, the only one that's actually obligatory, according to everybody though, still is that first time. That they both agree to. right? All other offerings is where the machlokas is. Can you? You understand? Everyone, not...
Would it be Baal Tosef?
Right, would it possibly be Baal Tosef? So what didn't change was that they all agree the first day you have to show up with a korban. That still did not change from the beginning of the Mishnah at Beis Min Aleph till now. What did change was whether after that first day, when you come, must you bring a korban? Or must you bring a korban every time you show? Or can you? Or can you bring a korban? I mean, they're the ones who all of them are going to have to weigh in because of them, and the proofs are because of them.
The first day you definitely have. The question is...
Right, yes.
But you can always bring... It doesn't have to be a Riyah. You could be something else then.
Right, but do you bring it just by appearing? Does your appearance, can you bring it with your appearance with this Re'iyah or not?
But it could be a different korban.
Right, but you could bring something else. You want to bring something else. You could always bring a shlomim. But we're talking about Olas Re'iyah. We're talking about Olas Re'iyah. Can you bring an Olas Re'iyah? Can't just offer an Olas Re'iyah whenever you want. So that's the there's a lot on this. There's a lot of raid on this. We'll get to it Friday. What? Shlomim is the one you can bring whenever you want. But you see, there's a shear in havaso, in its bringing. That's what you're saying here. There is a shear in the havaso of this korban.
How would there be a shear of bringing more than one? What?
Like Mr. Gnauer said, maybe. Once with, when I was at a tish at YU, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was there. And, you know, and you can do question and answer. And when Ron Lichtenstein's there, you know, all the intellectuals come out with their questions and the highfalutin questions. And Nebuch, one guy over there, asked a question like this. He goes, do you have to kiss a mezuzah every time you walk in and out of a room? So that's not a question you ask Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Yeah, it's like a, you know, you ask the Rebbe, the days, you know, the young Rebbe a question. You ask Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, you kiss him every time you walk in the room. So that you saw already the smirks on the intellectuals' faces, the elitist faces. This is what, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein looked, and he had such refined midos. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein flipped the question. He said what this bachur is asking is essentially whether the requirement of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, placing God in front of me, is an operating philosophy at every moment of our lives, or just perennially, on occasion, temporarily. And he turned it into this major philosophical question. But again, this hovers around either Baal Tosef or that there is a shear, a limit to what a person is going to be required to bring. Again, I will do more analysis on Friday. Let's get the Bekiyas down. So Harian Shilmal, so now we talked about this new way to phrase the machlokas because we had such a powerful kasha. So Esave, this version of the machlokas also has a hole in it. Rav Yochanan challenged it on the basis of the following pasuk. It says, Hokar raglecha mi beis reacha. Let your foot, hokar means be scarce in the house of your beloved. Meaning, don't always go in there. Don't always be frequently coming in and out of there with stuff. It's not like you're coming to your neighbor's house where you're bringing cookies one day, where you're bringing this the other day. It's not the appropriate relationship. It's sort of like what King David says in L'David Hashem Ori. We've been saying, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei. I want to sit in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Ulevakir Behechalo. So which one are you supposed to be? A Shifti or a Levakir? So the Bikur sounds like on occasion. Shifti is if you're a Kohen and you're supposed to be there. That's another Teretz possibly. That Shifti is, to be a Kohen is someone who's allowed to dwell there all the time. The other people can just be vaker. You have to. That's why. Also, one of the reasons for laws of nida, one of the reasons that's less quoted, is that we wanted to create certain situations and scenarios in the household where you can't just. It assumed when the wife was tameh, the husband maybe became tameh as well, and we didn't want everybody just to be able to come whenever they want. Tumah was a safety valve to keep people less frequently from just coming in whenever they want into the Beis HaMikdash and become inured to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's that svara. You see it over here. Hoker raglecha mi beis reyecha. So hasam b'chasam asham. No, the context, you have to learn context of psukim. You can't just quote psukim out of left field. The context of the psukim is chatas and asham, which is brought by the person who sins. The Torah did not want someone just to keep sinning and then bring a korban. I'll sin. Echta v'eshuv, echta v'eshuv. That's what the pasuk was warning you about. But to visit the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, come all the time. Hashem wants you to come. Why not? So, kid the Rav Levi, the Rav Levi Rami, Rav Levi raised the following contradiction. Ksiv, hoka raglcha mi beis reyecha, and then it says, avo beischa ba'olos. I'll come to your Beis HaMikdash with olos. So you see, Hashem likes when we come with olos. Lokasha, kam b'chatas v'ashamas. Here's where God doesn't want to come every day with chatas. You sin again. Now you're coming again. Chatas v'ashamas. And kan ba'olos and kan ba'olos and shlomim. Rav Schechter said, there's one guy who came to him and said, I mocked Rebbe in front of a large group of people. I attacked him. He said a controversial figure in the Jewish community. I don't know who it was. He said, Rav Schechter said, he attacked me in the public community, but he came to me for mechila. I gave him mechila. A year later, he came back and said, I did it again. Rav Schechter said, I give you mechila. So he came back to me 5 years later, said, I did it again. Rav Schechter said, all right, good luck. You just do it every, I'll give you a free pass. Keep going. Keep going.
That's why people go constantly to the Beis HaMikdash. You see all these religious people. To the wall of the coast.
Yeah, so that the Gemara is saying is okay. It's saying you cannot go if you want to just sin and make it up. Sin and make it up. But to daven into it, you know. Time we learn similar to Brisa. Hoker raglecha mebeis reecha bechatas v'ashamas akasa medaber v'chav shamas oinu bolu shlomim. K'shomer avoy se bolu shlomim alchad, I can pay my nidorim. Harei olus ha-shlomim. Mekayim hoker raglecha mebeis reecha. What is that? Bechatas v'ashamas. Okay, so therefore you can maintain the last version of the Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan just fine that according to Reish Lakish, you can bring as many as you want to bring after the first day. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, you should not. He's not a big fan of it. Now, Ve'ein Nirin Chatzayin, right? We said you should not appear in groups. I sort of left that loosely translated yesterday. I wouldn't indulge the questions around it because I knew we were going to have a Gemara on it. We said above that you should not... You shouldn't come in there bechatzoin in groups. What does that mean? Savar of Yosef Lamemar. Yosef said that it means man de isle asara banim, a person who has 10 children, 10 sons. Lo lisku ha'idna chamisha, shouldn't take 5 up one day. Ula machar chamisha, and the next day take up 5. That's what it means. Don't come up in groups. Don't split the kids. Sophie's choice over here. Don't split the kids. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Pshita, that's obvious. Because Heimineum is Shabbos Upasham. Which of them are you going to make tzaddikim and which of them are you going to make sinners? Because the first day is the Ikar day. Veheimineum is Shabbos, and which one of them are you going to make Zrizim? And who's not going to be Zrizim? That can't be the Pshat. That's too obvious that you don't want to make some kids the less from and some kids the more from. Every person's obligated to arrive there in a timely fashion. The father can't decide, you know what, you're the holier ones. Let the other ones stay behind. So rather, elakro lamai asa, then what does the pasuk come to teach us? Lichad acherim. It's coming to teach us the idea of acherim. The Tanya, acherim omrim hamekamets. One who gathers the dog's excrement. Hametzarif nechoshes, you smelt copper. Bursi and a tanner, we said they're potter from re'iyah, because it says kol zechurcha. Someone who could go with all their zechurcha. Yatsu elu she'ein yachol la'alosim kol zechurcha. Excluding these, who can't go up with all their zechurcha. Meaning by saying kol zechurcha, that's the limud. There's no chatzoyim limud. Rather, kol zechurcha is telling you though you only bring up those who can go with other people, not those who can't handle other men's going to share the whole experience for everybody there if they have such a terrible smell. Onus rachmana patre on those. Just review what we did today. We got to the Mishnah. So rather what we did today was the following. We now flip the story. Reish Lakish emphasizes a bringing of a korban by the Re'iyas Panim. That's the Re'ayon. So Rabbi Yochanan got a chance to ask on Reish Lakish a kasha, and therefore that kasha was so strong that we reframed the machlokas. Everyone agrees, first day you bring korbanos. And everyone agrees that you could always go up to the Azara even without a korban on the rest of the days. The machlokas is whether or not you can, or as many as you want, or you're not allowed to. That's how the machlokas shifted. And then we played with the phrase, hukar raglecha mibeis reacha, which sounds like you shouldn't really come up with a lot of korbanos. And we contained that verse to saying, no, that's only ashamos and guilt offerings and chatas, where you're going to sin and say, I'll do tshuva, I'll sin and do tshuva. You're going to use it as your escape every time. That's not appropriate. But to come up with shlamim for your nadarim and to come up with olos, that's very nice. Why not? And that would follow the position of Reish Lakish. Then we analyzed the braisa's kol zechurcha, where the braisa said originally kol zechurcha means all your males, don't split them. So Rav Yosef said, what, you're going to come with 5 kids today, 5 tomorrow? No, so 5 kids today, 5 tomorrow. Abaye says that, meaning don't think you could do that. Abaye says that can't be the meaning of kol zechurcha, this chatzayim pshat. Because how are you going to decide which kids get the upper crust, the other ones don't? Rather, kol zechurcha is telling you that you come up with only those who are able to be with other people. And the second opinion has no version of chatzayim drasha. There is no chatzayim drasha in that person. It's too obvious. You don't need it. Of course, you can't split kids or something like that. Okay, let's stop there for today.